I'm John Baker, and this is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather for Monday the 22nd of September. A fatal accident was reported on Saturday evening on the CR320 in northern Luxembourg, resulting in the death of a 24-year-old motorcyclist of Belgian-Luxembourgish origin. According to initial findings, the motorcycle slid off the road in a long left-hand curve and collided with a tree. Luxembourg yesterday inaugurated new memorial walls at the Kaddish Monument on Boulevard Roosevelt in the city, engraved with the names of the 1,225 Jewish residents of Luxembourg that became victims of Nazism. In a ceremony honoring their memory and calling for vigilance against hatred. Yesterday afternoon, RTL was alerted to a technical malfunction at the panoramic lift in Pfaffenthal. According to the Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps, the issue left two people trapped inside the lift, although firefighters were able to free both individuals safely and no injuries were reported. In world news, France and other countries are preparing to recognise a Palestinian state, following the likes of Britain, Canada, Australia and Portugal, who made the declarations on Sunday. Israel's foreign ministry said the recognition moves do not promote peace, but on the contrary, further destabilizes the region and undermines the chances of achieving a peaceful solution in the future. And finally, police in the Philippine capital arrested more than 200 people during clashes with masked protesters that erupted on a day of anti-corruption demonstrations. Thousands of Filipinos rallied in Manila on Sunday to vent their anger over a ballooning scandal involving bogus flood-controlled projects believed to have cost taxpayers billions of dollars. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. And in sports, for the first time in nearly two decades, an American cyclist has claimed the top spot on the podium at the Tour de Luxembourg. Brandon McNulty seized the lead on a Saturday during the Nederland Van Team trial and managed to defend the lead in the final stages yesterday, despite a breakaway forming just a few kilometres in. In tennis, Team World triumphed 15-9 over Europe in the Laver Cup Sunday, which took place at the Chase Centre, home of the NBA's Golden State Warriors. Europe had won 5 of 8 editions of the event co-created by Swiss great Roger Federer, and the next tournament will be held in London next year. And finally, baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays are headed back to the Major League Baseball playoffs, becoming the first American League team to punch their ticket with an 8-5 victory over Kansas City on Sunday. After a woeful 74-88 campaign in 2024, the Blue Jays currently own the best record in the American League at 90-66 and are 2 games ahead of the New York Yankees in the race for the AL East division title.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
There has been a significant shift in the weather and it will last for some time. This morning has started dry with a temperature of around 9 degrees, but we will see rain later and a maximum of only 13 to 15 degrees this afternoon.